This weekend, we're celebrating what is, for all of us here at Vinohradská 12, a rather important birthday. May the 18th was the day, back in 1923, when Czechoslovakia began its first regular radio broadcasts. To mark the event, we'll be bringing you a special program on Sunday, looking back to those pioneering days. David Vaughan has put the program together, and he now joins me in the studio to tell us a bit more about it. So, David, what were those first broadcasts like?
It all started exactly 85 years ago at 8:30 p.m. on May the 18th, 1923, and the opening announcement went like this.
Haló, haló, zde vysílací stanice radiožurnálu Vekbelých u Prahy. Vysíláme na vlně 1150 metrů.
And that translates as, this is the broadcasting station Radiožurnál in Kbely near Prague. We are broadcasting on the frequency 1150 meters. And the announcer there, the very first Czech radio announcer, was Mila Kočová, who in those pioneering days also doubled as the radio company Radiožurnál's secretary. At that time, Radiožurnál was still a private company. The state didn't acquire a majority stake until a couple of years later. And very quickly, radio caught on, and by 1938, there were well over a million license holders in Czechoslovakia.
Right, and what about the content of those first broadcasts?
Well, it's interesting, in those very early days, it was mostly music. They only broadcast in the evening, and they had music, sports news and weather forecasts from the meteorological station. But they didn't have any news. The nearest they had to news bulletins was a quick glance in the papers, which Mila Kočová would buy on the way to work.
Right. Well, we've come a long way since then. And in those days, presumably, they weren't broadcasting from our present headquarters at Vinohradská, were they?
Yes, that's right. Radiožurnál didn't move to our current headquarters until the mid-1930s. And it's become one of the legends of Czechoslovak radio history. And there are some wonderful photographs to prove it, that the very first studio was, in fact, a large canvas tent. It was set up next to the transmitter in Kbely on the very eastern edge of Prague. And on Sunday, we'll have a chance to hear an archive recording of the very first sound engineer recalling how he used to have to chase stray dogs away from the tent. And also, when the wind got up, they would rapidly retreat into the little wooden shack next to the transmitter.
Right. Well, thank goodness we no longer have to deal with problems like that. David, what else will we be hearing in Sunday's programme?
We'll have a very early recording of President Masaryk. This is one that I think we haven't heard before. Reminding a group of school children to keep themselves well washed and to exercise regularly. We'll also hear the head of Radiožurnál's music department in the 1920s warning listeners of the dangers to the nervous system of casual listening to the radio. And we have a rare recording of the great German writer Thomas Mann in 1936, when he was in Czechoslovakia, appealing for radio to be used as a tool to enlighten the masses. And you have to bear in mind that this was at a time when Goebbels was using radio propaganda to do just the opposite.
David Vaughan, thank you very much for that. And of course, we'll be looking forward to that special programme marking Czech radio's 85th birthday on Sunday, same time, same place on your radio dial. You are, of course, with Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech capital here in central